listening to AFL Nation for Elders, for Australian agriculture.
Friday night footy on AFL Nation. Jared Waitley, Dwayne Russell, Jared Healy and Brad Johnson with you at the MCG, where Collingwood and Geelong will do battle to start their seasons. The General Manager of Footy at Geelong is Simon Lloyd. Simon, great to have you with us on AFL Nation.
Thanks, Jared. How are you, gents?
I'm well. I'm almost embarrassed to start with this, but I'm going to anyway. Is Jeremy Cameron here?
He is here, and I only spoke to him about 2 minutes ago, so hot off the press. He said, what will be, so I don't know what that means. And he asked me, he said, have you got your phone on? And I said, what, on silent? And so he's, look, we've got contingencies, we've got plans in place. Look, it's a wonderful time for Jezza and Indy, and it could come at any moment, so we've got plans if need be.
So he's had to forfeit his phone, hasn't he, on arrival, so it's got to come through you.
It does have to come through me, Jared, and mind you, he's a relaxed man. I've never seen anyone like it. It was a full car park yesterday at GMHBA, and he's driving around trying to park a trailer. He's amazing.
So what are the plans? Let's just say the phone rang in 10 minutes' time.
He's in a car and he's gone.
Yeah, what happens out here? We know what's going to happen at the hospital. That's the one thing we do know.
Exactly. So, look, we've got plans in place, you know, with Indy's mother as well, and we'll get him to where he needs to be. And but look, we'll wait and see. Well,
hope that's not too far away, Simon, because it took 2.5 hours to get here.
we've got a chopper waiting.
You might have to. How's Patrick Dangerfield
been? Well, you suggesting if it's close by, they can just start him on the bench and presume he's going to be back for half time.
Maybe.
How's Patrick Dangerfield been as announced as the new skipper? What have you seen in terms of his leadership? Has anything changed with his approach to the playing group?
Oh, look, Jono, he's a great leader. He always has been. I think canvassing a lot of opinions through the club, they just talked about, you know, when the game's on the line, Paddy says, jump on my back and I'll lead the way. And what I've just seen is Paddy really likes to share the load, and so really him and Tom Stewart are going everywhere together. But what was the big thing was, as soon as they were appointed as leaders, there were probably about 11 to 12 players that got them both in a room and said, this isn't just you two, it's all of us, and this is our club and our team. So we've got a lot of leaders, so we're blessed in that space.
You've seen a great evolution of this footy club, Simon. You must be obviously proud, not just of the grand final, but the fact that you stuck together so thickly through a lot of criticism and a lot of disappointment, getting so close so often.
Yeah, it's a great point. You know, this time last year, we'd just come off an 83-point loss, and the year prior, lost a grand final. And you do start to search yourself a little bit during those times. But throughout that, I can even remember after the 83-point loss to Melbourne in the preliminary final, 2 days later, Scotty and I went for a walk along the Swan River and just popped into somewhere and had a couple of gins, and then got on the bus to fly back to Melbourne and drive down to Geelong, and we're already thinking about where do we go next and how do we improve, and that's a great thing about the club. It's always, even where we stand right now, how do we get better?
Was there a moment for you, Simon, and the coaching group in particular, where you thought, yep, Tom Hawkins is going to be right to go for round one?
Yeah, probably about 4 or 5 weeks ago, I could see he was doing some really heavy blocks of running, but he hadn't started to twist and turn, so it was how he was going to pull up once he started to have all that mechanical movement. But he's been training and training well for a good 4 weeks, so anybody that comes down to watch training, you'd see that he's available and ready to play. But we still think with Hawk, it'll be a thing that he just builds up over a period of time where he does get better, but we'll no doubt have to look after him at certain points. But, you know, he's in a great space.
Have you got a plan for, and this is, I guess, a testament to how good this young kid is, but if Nick Dacos is off the chain and he's racked up 25 or 20-odd possessions at half-time, do you activate O'Connor or do you just take it midfield v midfield?
Yeah, we often go through the latter part of the week. We go through all these what-if scenarios, and that was one of the scenarios, so I won't divulge where we're going with it, but often we'll have an all-of-team approach on different players, but oh, it's not just not Dacos, but there's Degoe, and yep, there's a number of players that they've got some high-end talent. And I think we played them in the early stages, the early part of last year, and, you know, they were 6 or 7 goals in front, and we really had to rally and find a way. And obviously, we all know what happened in that final and how close it was, but they're an incredible team, and it's going to be a great contest tonight.
couple of new players in the lineup tonight, Simon. We expect them to have an impact, and they certainly have in their first preseason at the Cats. But one that's not is Jack Bowes. His preseason game against the Hawks was excellent. His first half in particular. What's happening with Jack?
Yeah, look, Jack's got a huge amount of time and space with ball in hand. Everything does seem to slow down, and he's such a good user. And he's quite surprising. He's a really, he's quite a tall midfielder, and he's big bodied. And so Jack at the moment had a minor calf complaint a little while back, but he's back full training, and he'll play a half tomorrow in our VFL practice match against Collingwood. And so he should be available for selection this time next week.
And the other one I'm really interested in as well is the recovery of Sam Simpson, Lloydy. This has taken some time, but it's good to see him back out on the park and looking healthy.
Yeah, look, Sam's in a great space, and we obviously consulted a lot of experts over a period of time, and Sam's a real optimist, and he's such a people forget, through 2020, and obviously playing in a grand final. I remember being on, talking down to the bench and to the coaches, and they did not want to take Sam Simpson off because of how valuable he was as a high forward and his ability to get himself out of trouble, and he just uses it really well. So, so he'll be running around, and hopefully he'll figure strongly throughout the season.
Mitch Duncan has been a star for you for a long, long time. How far away is he?
Yeah, so Mitch went away, obviously went off to South Australia. This was this time last week, and was away for 6 days or something like that, and was just really to freshen him up a little bit. And he's been doing a lot of running, a lot of kicking, and probably similar to this time last year. We're probably being a little bit more conservative with Mitch, and just giving him the time he needs, but he's in a good place at the moment. So I'd expect him to be available in the coming weeks.
What is it tonight then, Simon, that where you really need to exploit this Collingwood Footy Club?
Oh, look, I think for us, obviously we've got a certain style that we do play, but defensively we really need to be on, because we know that they like to really run and gun, and really we need to prey on their turnovers, and we can actually, that's where we're a very good team ourselves, where we can create those turnovers and get them the other way. So, but it's going to be very, very tight in the contest, which we saw in that final. And, there'll be bodies hitting in. And we saw that last night. It goes up 10 degrees. And so we'll find that tonight. But they're a talented team. But we even felt that first final last year. We allowed them the first half to play their way. And we sort of got it back on our terms in the second half. So there's going to be a lot of that tonight, where they'll have it on their terms and we'll have it on our terms. So there'll be a lot of momentum shifts. But for us, we know exactly, if we do a certain couple of things tonight, we know that that'll help us win the game, and if we don't do them, we'll lose it. Simple as that.
What's your sub-strategy? You think most teams will play a midfielder? Is that the way it's going to pan out? And do you think most teams will, if you don't have an injury, wait until three-quarter time, or will some jump earlier? And will some play at all?
Yeah, it's hard to know what certain teams will do, and sometimes it's horses for courses as well, depending on who you're playing and how they line up. But we'll have a mid tonight as a sub, and won't declare it just yet. But you saw last night the subs came on, and you can see that bit of run as well, particularly first game of the season. So it will help, and so for us it'll be something. Everyone will be sort of trying different things in the early part of the season, and no doubt it'll settle.
Oh, it's not Segler, then. It must be Simpson, because Parfitt's normally more forward, and you wouldn't sub a debutant like White, would you? Would you have a debutant as sub?
You're thinking about it. It's you almost got me there. Right. Almost stepped into it.
There is a special aspect towards tonight, Simon, with Joel Selwood marching to the ground with, I imagine, a large band of the faithful, and then being driven around. So it belongs to last year, but it feels like a lovely element to be able to start the new year with.
Oh, it is. It's. I text Joel today and asked him how he was feeling, and he said he didn't know quite what to do with himself today, and he was a little bit nervous because it's all out of his control. He's actually not on the ground influencing the game, but so special for Joel and Steve Hocking are obviously marching to the G from Federation Square with the flag, and then the lap of honour as well. It's going to be very special for all football. We've all got our own memories of Joel, and he's a very, very special person.
Are we likely to see Holmes in the middle?
You'll see Max on the wing and in the middle at different points of time. But, Max is, It's great to see. Max has obviously came to us a couple of years ago with a strong athletics background, has a lot of power, but you can really see Max the huge amount of growth in Max Holmes in the coming years, and the same with Jack Bowes and Ollie Henry and Tanner Bruin. That's where the excitement's coming for us.
What have you seen throughout the summer in terms of De Koning and Close and Atkins and Stengel? They had great years last year, but what have you seen, Lloydie, that says to you, they're going to either replicate that or take themselves to another level?
I think they've all had a taste of it, but also there's a couple of players that have experienced, what it was like to be on the end of the losses over the last couple of years as well, so they just know how special that is. And I suppose just talking about Sam De Koning, I can remember after the Collingwood win last year, and he still wasn't happy. He was just like around his own game and his influence on the game. And so you've got somebody that looks very laconic in nature, but is a high, high competitor. And when you come across those type of people, they do great things.
Simon, appreciate your time and good luck for tonight and the journey ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Jared. Thanks, guys.
Simon Lloyd is the GM of footy at Geelong.
Jono's neighbour.
He's not far away. I do see Simon a little bit in Paco Street, do I know?
Parfitt will be the sub, won't he?
I would have thought Parfitt.
So successfully in the ground.
You think Simpson?
Not yet. Okay. I reckon they'll give Simpson a couple to find his feet before bringing him in.
I think Lloydie sort of teased that a little bit with Simpson, didn't he, in terms of just get going again, get into the season, stay healthy, and then we'll bring you in.
What about Collingwood then? He's a specialist at coming in late, Parfitt.
So it's not going to be Segler. What about Collingwood have got Frampton, Markov, Carmichael and McGuinness. So is it Reef McGuinness? What do you think with Collingwood?
I imagine it would be.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see the first team that takes a chance with it and does something outside of
it. Brisbane kind of did with Darcy Fort last year and it didn't work.
Yeah.
But if you're Carlton lot last night and you got four midfielders on your bench, then maybe you would go with a ruckman, which they could have done last night with Pitonet as your sub, if you've already got four midfielders on your bench. As opposed to Richmond last night, they had Miller on their bench, so they already had a tall.
Yep. Yeah, I love the way you're thinking about it, and I hope we see a few teams have a play with it across the weekend. Conservatism usually wins out in footy for a while. But
I reckon it's... I'd be surprised if we see that creativity. I hope I'm wrong, but running power is such an important factor in the game right now. And when I saw Lachie O'Brien running along the wing, I also thought to myself, he should have played.
But I think it's off the back of who the youngsters you're playing early on. So you've got these first-year players that are playing in the early rounds. Maybe they do need that because the clubs know they won't be able to run out four quarters. If we can get good three quarters out of these guys, bring on that fresh legs. I think Carlton's approach was spot on with their thinking. Maybe not the way that they executed in your mind, but I think their way of thinking was right.
We'll head inside the Collingwood camp shortly and test a theory or two with Justin Lepich. This is the AFL Nation pre-game show for Beaumont Tiles. Choose Beaumont's for 20% off floor tiles now. It's coming round like a shockwave. Hey, you played the
game one too many times. You're gonna burn until you beat. You're listening to AFL Nation for Elders, for Australian agriculture.